This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, my friend. You know, this is not our typical guest on the show. It should be quite interesting. I'm looking forward to getting into the conversation.
Yeah, it's going to be good. It's a little different, but it's good.
Yeah, I like it. It's absolutely good. Let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Barbara Myers. She's a marketing and public relations manager with Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. Barbara, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. We're also joined by Julie Wickman, the Assistant Dean for Experiential Education and an Associate Professor of Pharmacy Practice. Julie, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. Well, the Georgia campus of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. Barbara, lead us off and give us a 10,000-foot view. Tell us all about the organization.
The Georgia campus is the only branch campus of Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine located in Philadelphia. The Philadelphia College was founded in 1899, so we're 116 years old.
Wow.
However, the Georgia campus actually was founded 10 years ago. It's the only branch campus, and we offer three degree programs at this point. We offer degrees in osteopathic medicine, pharmacy, and biomedical sciences, and we're looking to expand our programs. We're located in Suwanee, just north of Atlanta. We have about 1,000 students on our campus.
Wow, 1,000 students.
Wow, that's a lot of students. So you told us a little bit about the programs. Julie, tell us a little more about some of the programs that are offered at the college.
In Georgia, like Barbara was saying, we have two campuses, one in Philadelphia, one in Suwanee, which is not too far from here in Atlanta. And as Barbara mentioned, we have three degree programs currently, the Doctor of Osteopathic Medicine. We have the doctorate of pharmacy degree, which is called a PharmD degree, and a master's in science and biomedical sciences. So an MS in biomedical sciences.
Barbara, I wonder if you just, let's pause for a second. I want to ask you a question. For those in the audience who don't know what osteopathic medicine is, can you give us a course on exactly what that is so they're familiar with it?
Sure. Many people may have come across doctors of osteopathic medicine when they're seeking health care, also known as DOs. They're fully licensed physicians, just like MDs. They can practice in any specialty, psychiatry, family medicine, radiology, you know, you name it. They can be in any specialty, but they have some additional training in diagnosing and treating with their hands, and they have very much a wellness philosophy.
So, Julie, Barbara mentioned something about a pharmacy program. Why don't you tell us a little bit more about it, how it got started, and how it evolved?
Okay, great question. We started planning our pharmacy program back in around 2008, and PCOM searched for a dean of our school. And our dean, which is Mark Okamoto, had developed two pharmacy programs from scratch in his previous past. So the school PCOM hired Dean Okamoto to start our pharmacy program. And back in 2008, we did our research and found that there was a growing need for more pharmacists. There was a shortage of pharmacists actually in the Southeast. So PCOM from Philadelphia was searching where could they put a pharmacy program, and that's it fit well into the DO program that was already established on our campus. So we started doing the legwork 2008, 2009. I was hired in 2010. And we had our first class, our inaugural class, started August 2010.
Wow.
So we have graduated two classes, and people think of pharmacy school, and I've been a pharmacy, involved in pharmacy since I was 15, and people think, oh, pharmacists, they go behind the counter. You know, how long does that take? Do you even need a degree for that? And that's, we get common questions like that. Do you even need a degree? Yes, you need a degree. There is pre-pharmacy work that you have to do before entering into our program. And then once you enter PCOM School of Pharmacy, it's a four-year program.
Well, so, you better have a degree, because when I go to the drugstore and I have some very important, serious healthcare questions, absolutely, I want to know that the person I'm asking those has the education and training. So before we go to break, I want to just ask this question. The whole state of the healthcare is under such a flux now. There's so much change. I'm not even talking about Obamacare and all that implies. I'm talking about rapid advancements in technology. I mean, it's just an exciting time, and we're going through a big shift in how we look at, how we practice, and how we serve our patients and our customers. It seems to me that osteopathic medicine is going to have a big role in the future of healthcare. Talk about that a little bit and where you see this thing going. When we talk in 10 years' time, I think osteopathic medicine is going to have a bigger role. Do you agree, disagree?
One thing that we've found with osteopathic medicine is a number of our physicians choose to practice primary care. And there is a big shortage for primary care physicians in Georgia, in the Southeast, across the nation. And so we feel like, yes, primary, our osteopathic medicine physicians, our graduates, will play a big role in filling those shortages.
Absolutely. Yeah. It seems that most doctors going through medical school choose a niche, choose a very specialty now. And so this is an important role the osteopathic can play. Julie, anything to add there?
I would like to add something to what Barbara said, and that's one of the advantages of where we're located in our campus. We have the DO program under the same roof as the PharmD program. So we're doing a lot to incorporate how are our pharmacists working with the DO soon-to-be physician. So we do a lot of not only social events, which they really enjoy, but we also have classroom activities where they're learning to work together as a team.
Okay, very cool. Julie and Barbara will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Julie Wickman and Barbara Myers of Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine, Georgia campus.
And Julie, right before the break, we were talking about the pharmacy program. It sounds like a very exciting program. So tell us a little bit about the careers that are available in the pharmacy profession.
Thank you, Brian. It is very exciting. And if I were to ask you and Todd, what is the first thing that comes to mind when you think of a pharmacist? What do y'all think about?
No, I think of, as I mentioned at the top half of the show, it's someone that provides me a front line of defense of asking some basic healthcare questions, which can drive me towards a selection of a specific kind of medicine.
Yeah, I only really know two things. The main pharmacist who runs the show behind the counter, then maybe a pharmacy tech, somebody kind of doing the ground grunt work behind the main pharmacist guy. Person.
Right. And people typically think of the pharmacist as the one being behind the counter dispensing the medications.
Yes.
But if I were to tell you where all our graduates are practicing, we have graduates practicing at the CDC, the FDA, they're in pharmaceutical industry, they're practicing and specializing in neonatology, pediatrics, oncology, managed care. Some work in the prison systems. There's actually pharmacies in prison systems. So we have a variety. So it's not just standing behind the counter. There's hospitals.
Yes, not just the person at the drugstore.
It's not just the person at the drugstore. Working, as we mentioned, the healthcare team with the physicians and more of the rural areas. So lots of variety just other than behind the counter.
Sure.
What's the state of the career opportunity? Is it an open? Is there a lot of opportunity there?
You know, our students ask, can I come to PCOM and stay in Atlanta? Probably not. You're probably going to have to go more towards South Georgia and some of the unmet needs. And that's actually our mission statement, is to educate our students to go into more of the more southern rural communities. Yeah.
That's a big void in all of healthcare, is the rural deficiencies.
Right.
However, there are job opportunities in Atlanta.
There are. You know, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying there's no jobs and they'll never get a job in Atlanta, but to specialize and to do residencies above and beyond getting the PharmD degree. Some of our graduates even want to continue, and some are end up going to law school, become attorneys that have a PharmD, JD degree, or a PA degree.
Interesting. Why would you do that? Just to be well-rounded?
Well-rounded. So set yourself apart from someone else.
Interesting.
So comparative to other pharmacy programs that might be around the Atlanta metro area, what makes this pharmacy program unique?
As we've talked about this morning, our school is 116 years old. So we have the history of our program. But also, not only our history, but with the PharmD program at PCOM being new, our students have a lot of input in our program. And if they see something that they want to incorporate in our program, we listen to them. Our faculty, and that's what I would tell anybody who's wanting to look at any career, not just pharmacy or DO or PA or whatever career they're wanting to do, real estate. You know, look at who's teaching the program. Look at the faculty, look at the staff. Where do they come from? What are their specialties? our interprofessionalism. Like I said, we're under one roof with the DO program. So that's really important.
That's powerful.
That's powerful. I worked at another institution. I taught at another college here in Georgia, and I won't mention any names, but they had a medical program, but it was 2 hours away. But ours is under one roof, which is really nice and convenient, and we can do the more interprofessionalism activities.
Yeah, that's important stuff. Barbara, walk us through some upcoming events we should be aware of.
We have a couple of exciting events coming up. We have our 8th annual Old Peachtree 5K, which is put on by our students, and it's going to be August 22nd at 8 a.m. All the proceeds are going to the 4-Day Foundation, which helps children with cancer.
Oh, very cool.
We're also having an open house on Friday, October 2nd from 5:30 to 8 p.m. And we would love for those interested in learning more about our school to come and hear from faculty members and tour our school. And you can go online and find out more information about that.
Okay. So there is information on both the 5K and the open house on your website.
Yes.
Okay. And what is that website? So should people have it more, require more information, where do they go?
They go to pcom.edu. And they'll be able to click on Georgia campus and find out, you know, what's going on our campus.
All right. Great stuff. Well, guys, I hate to say it, we're out of time. How can people get in touch with each of you personally should they have additional questions? Julie?
Feel free to email me. My email address is Julie, J-U-L-I-E-W-I, at pcom.edu.
And Barbara?
Mine is Barbara, M-Y, at pcom.edu. And we'd like to also invite you to follow us on social media. We have a Facebook account, GAPCOM, Twitter account, Instagram. So find us.
All right. We'll certainly do that. Julia Wickman, Assistant Dean for Experiential Education and Associate Professor of Pharmacy Practice, and Barbara Myers, Marketing and Public Relations Manager for the Georgia campus, Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine. Ladies, it was great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you
so much.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and a review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guests, Julie Wickman and Barbara Myers, my co-host Brian Nonnie, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.